And now on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A, it's Talk of the Town. Today is Prescott Day. Talk of the Town is sponsored by Barrett Propane, Gettles High Desert Mechanical, A&E Reaper Graphics, Prescott Dirt, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. Now, live from the studios of KQ&A, here's your host for today's show, Sherry Heine.
Good afternoon, everyone, and thank you for listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and streaming live worldwide at KQNA.com. It's my pleasure to host today's show along with Robert here from the Prescott Chamber of Commerce. And we have guests today from DAV Chapter 16, Watson Lake Inn, and Los Pinos Mexican Restaurant. And you're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and streaming live worldwide at KQNA.com. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Dave Barrett of Barrett Propane. After a very dry winter, this year's fire season could be more dangerous than normal. As a former hotshot, I'd like to share some tips on being prepared if you have a propane tank. Know how to shut off your propane tank, and in the event of a wildfire, do so, if safe, if you must evacuate your home. Clear a 10-foot area around your tank and remove any combustibles that can easily ignite. And remember, never store your barbecue cylinders indoors or in an enclosed area. You can find more fire preparation safety tips at BarrettPropane.com. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your agent know your name? Or would you call a 1-800 number that connects you to who? Another state? Another country? Get a local independent insurance agent with Auto Owners Insurance. Someone you can call when bad stuff happens. In this moment, get an agent who will protect you in that moment. Hello, this is Susan Morrison. That agent is here at House Chilson Insurance. Come see us today at 400 White Spar Road. We are one of the only locally owned and operated independent insurance agencies left in Prescott.
Is your advertising being noticed? Getting the right attention means getting the right business. At A&E Reaper Graphics, we focus not only on customer service, but also highest quality printing and design that is sure to catch the eye. A&E Reaper Graphics knows how to design, print, and deliver what you're looking for in your time frame. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us on our website, or call 442-9116. That's 442-9116.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Posting your job opening to an online job search site is like drinking from a fire hose. You get more resumes than you know what to do with. Robert Half is the better way to hire. Our candidates are interviewed and custom matched to your exact hiring requirements. Quickly. Satisfaction guaranteed. So what you need is just what you'll get. Robert Half, the experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Learn more at roberthalf.com/radio.
Are you craving a lodgepole-like cream ale from Prescott Brewing Company, but you're too lazy to get off the couch and into the pub? Are you hungering for some apricots and beer brewed together in our Palpricot Pale Ale? Are you thirsty for a malty manzanita red ale with great drinkability and a bit of spunkiness? Well, now you can have all three of them safe and secure in your own fridge. Enjoy six of PBC's most popular beers brewed and canned to perfection. Available from Prescott Brewing Company, downtown Prescott, and out and about town at several retailers.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, Sherry Heine.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. And Robert, you are here to introduce our first guest today.
Thank you, Sherry. Our first guest is from DAV Chapter 16. Been a chamber member since 2018, which they're a pretty new member.
Yeah.
It's Robert Auger. Welcome to the show.
Well, thank you very much, Robert.
Tell us a little bit about yourself before you tell us about your businesses.
Certainly. I've been here in Prescott for about 8 months now. I used to come up from Phoenix. I lived there for 46 years. Used to visit this town quite a bit.
Smart move.
And I just love Prescott.
Yeah.
And I came up here basically to retire. And I got involved with the DAV Chapter 16, and one thing led to another. I'm now a board member, and I run the thrift store out there in Prescott, which has been voted the number one thrift store 16 years
Wow,
in a row.
That's exciting.
Yeah, that is exciting. So wait a minute. You're telling us, you first of all, welcome to Prescott.
Thank you.
Glad to have you. You're retired.
Not anymore.
I was going
to
say.
I'm putting in more hours than I was prior to that.
Does anyone really retire?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, that's fun. Well, tell us a little bit about the DAV Chapter 16.
Yeah, certainly I can. Well, we've been in Prescott for 50 years. So we've been here for quite a long time. We just opened a brand new resource center. That's one of the reasons that we joined the Chamber of Commerce, and we had a ribbon cutting about a month or so ago. Now, with the resource center, that's allowed us to add about six more service officers. And what the service officers do is they help out the vets with their benefits and things like that. We also have two over at the VA that help the veterans over there. We also assist veterans with any kind of like emergency assistance funding or something like that. The car breaks down, things like that. We also do, through the thrift store, we do like clothing, other essentials like toiletries and pots and pans and things like that. It's a really great organization. We, you know, just try to help all the veterans out. We've got a ton of programs. One of the ones I'm most proud of is the Vet Court. Now, we started that about 8 months ago. And what that does is it allows veterans that get in trouble with the law to come into Vets Court, and we'll put them through a program of some sort. They have some special needs of maybe they have a TBI injury, or maybe they, you know, their best friend just got blown up in front of them and they can't deal with it. They turn to drugs or whatever their deal is. So we'll put them in through some programs, and we're involved with a lot of programs here in town. And if they go to a regular court, civilian court, the odds of going back into jail are 60%. Whereas when they go through the Veterans Court, we put them through the program, it's down to 5%.
Wow.
So it's
now
a
that
huge
is a
difference.
Big change.
Yeah, it's a huge
mm-hmm.
amount of change.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you can imagine a guy in Afghanistan or Iraq driving a Humvee and just moving through people, moving the cars out of the way and everything, and he gets here, and the next day he's driving his kids to a daycare center and he gets caught in traffic. What do you think he's going to go through his mind?
Mm-hmm.
So the civilian court doesn't get that. We're all vets there. It helps them out quite a bit. We also do a service dog program for vets where we provide service dogs for the guys, and that's working out very well. We just started that program.
I didn't realize that.
Yeah, that's a really good program. These service dogs, Richard Knoll, who's the past commander, that's his baby. All of us have sort of picked a program that mm-hmm. we really enjoy because we can't all do everything.
Exactly.
So you have quite a few folks that need service dogs.
Oh,
in this
my
area.
Goodness gracious, yes. And it's unbelievable how the dogs work. Another program that Walt does, we work with Horses for Heroes.
Oh, okay. I've heard of that.
Yeah, it's a really great program. Horses can, it's amazing. There's like a 1,200 pound true serum. And they can sense your heartbeat within 6 feet. And then if the horse likes you, all of a sudden your heartbeat sync up.
Oh, wow.
And it's just unbelievable. Huh. It opens the guys up.
Oh, yeah.
And it's just that's another great program. Mm-hmm. And we integrated all this with the Vets Court and all mm-hmm. other things like that. And another thing, the one I just started was working with the golf, the PGA, and it's called Project Hope.
Okay.
And what it is we take in vets, get them out in the golf course. A lot of them, I'm working with a guy that's blind and showing them how to play golf out there. And it's just a thing out in the golf course, and it seems to be helping quite a bit. So I'm really excited about that. I'm a golfer myself, so
that's
I didn't have any problem taking on that project.
Yeah.
But we also do things, for other parts of the community. Like we work with the women's shelters. We work with the school district, helping them out with school supplies. There's a ton of other stuff that we do, and we're always reaching out. The thrift store is, we get so many donations. It's a real vet-friendly town. Everybody's really kind to us. We're blessed with donations. We've got a truck running 5 days a week with two guys, and we just are constantly moving merchandise in and out. So, you know, this is a great town for that. It's a huge population of veterans in this town. I think it's the largest, isn't it?
I would imagine it is.
Yeah. Percentage-wise for the...
There's many, many new, the programs that you do for the veterans in our area.
Yeah. And we employ nine guys at the store.
Okay.
And we also have housing for seven guys. Of course, we'd always like to, expand it. So if anybody got, say, an apartment complex they want to donate for the vets, please get a hold of us.
Great. Yeah.
It's probably coming down the line, I think, eventually.
It's really, there's a lot of homeless vets out there.
Yes.
It's just, you get a lot out of it.
Mm-hmm. But, absolutely.
So it's not really working.
Right.
It's just helping.
I got a question for you. So, I mean, you have all these wonderful programs, and like you mentioned, this is an area where we have a lot of veterans. Are veterans ever available for community work? And because there's a lot of nonprofits in the market. And I know, like yourself, you like to give back, and I know you're working with each other, but I know that they also, everyone likes to be engaged with the community. Do you have any of those sort of opportunities?
Well, you know, we do have, as a matter of fact, at the mixer that you guys held the other day at the Prescott Brewing Company.
Yes.
There's a lot of guys out there that have the businesses and want veterans over in there. Insofar as in the volunteering, a lot of the veterans that come in realize, man, if I can give into it, you know, I'm going to get back.
Right.
And that's so. We try to get a lot of guys involved out in the golf programs or out in the Horse and Fair programs, any kind of programs that we got going. We ask for mentors for the Veterans Court to get the guys involved so they can feel like they're contributing. And we're finding that that's helping out a lot, too.
Wonderful. Why don't you share with our audience where the thrift store is located?
Sure. The thrift store is located at 730 5th Street. And the phone number there is 928-445-4525. We're open from Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 every day. And then the Resource Center, if you guys need some help to your benefits, of course, this is for veterans only or veteran spouses. That's at 726 West Gurley, and that phone number is 928-756-2780. And we're always looking for volunteers down at the thrift store. If you want to volunteer, get back to the community, please feel free to come down there. We also do the things with the Veterans Court, the Justice Court, the Supreme Court, NAGOG, also various other rehab centers and things like that, or community service that people need to do. We provide that service for them as well.
Well, I'm so happy that the Prescott Chamber, we really are focusing in on veterans. Like you mentioned, we had that networking event on Monday.
Yeah, that was great.
We're really trying to connect, have that connectivity, and people want to help, and they want to give back and really provide opportunities for organizations like yourselves. So I think it's great the work that you're doing. Do you have any other, do you have any events coming up or anything that we should be aware of?
Not right away. We always have our e-board meetings a couple times a month, and that's when we start discussing come up of ideas when we're out in the community. So we did have a car show.
Oh, yeah.
2 weeks ago. That was the last one that we had.
Mm-hmm.
So we're always wanting to, get our name out there and help the community. But, the community is so good out here of helping us out. And it's really a great community to be in here for vets.
So what's your favorite part of Prescott in the 8 months you've been here?
I think, I went through a golf program, so I get free golf for the rest of my life at Antelope Hill.
Wow.
So that's probably my best, because I couldn't afford it otherwise, but I love the weather. But
it is
everybody's hometown.
It is. Well, we're so happy to have you on the program. If you could just share that phone number again for our audience.
Certainly. The Resource Center is 928-756-2780, and the Thrift Store is 928-445-4525.
Robert, thanks for being our guest today.
My pleasure.
And keep doing the great work that you're doing.
Thank you. I will.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and streaming live worldwide at KQNA.com. We'll be right back.
We did it again. Cliff Castle Casino has been voted the number one casino in Arizona for 19 years in a row. All casinos have slot machines and table games. What they don't have is the level of commitment to guest satisfaction, friendly team members, and a warm and welcoming environment found at Cliff Castle Casino. Visit CliffCastleCasinoHotel.com today and plan your visit. Come and experience everything we have to offer and see why Cliff Castle Casino is number one and the perfect place to play.
Area with your dream home on the inside, but surrounded by boring? A castle surrounded by rock is just so bland. But we can help.
At Waters, we have a team of plant experts ready to dress up and decorate even the most boring of landscapes with something fresh, new, and evergreen.
Plus, we deliver and plant for you.
Designer plants with the experts to help you beautify your new abode.
Waters Garden Center, 1815 Iron Springs Road in Prescott.
Hi, I'm Adam Gettle.
And I'm Ted Gettle.
We're the Gettle Brothers. From Gettle's High Desert Mechanical.
Where the long, cool summer is about to start.
In Alaska, maybe, but we're here in Arizona.
Yeah, but if you get a brand new air conditioner from us,
you'll have a long, cool summer. I get it.
And if the listeners get it, they'll save a lot of money right now.
Oh, brother.
That's me.
Save money now on a brand new air conditioning system from Gettle's High Desert Mechanical. Visit GettlesHDM.com or be sure to see Cindy at Costco. Don't settle. Get Gettle's.
How many Augie's locations are there worldwide? Well, the answer, of course, is one. The one and only Augie's. Locally owned, locally operated, locally inspired by you, the people of the Quad Cities. Delicious steak, scrumptious salmon, huge shrimp cocktail, the best martinis bar none. Open every day for lunch and dinner, and ask about Augie's outdoor patio. The place to dine on Highway 69. The one and only Augie's Frontier Village.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, Sherry Heine.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. And Robert, we have our second guest, and you're here to help us introduce him.
Thank you, Sherry. Our next guest is Peter Gebauer, representing Watson Lake Inn. And Watson Lake Inn is out by Watson Lake, of course. Tell us a little bit about yourself, Peter.
Well, thank you very much for having me here. You know, it's very exciting, you know, to be on the local radio station. Watson Lake Inn is a bed and breakfast, or actually it's a whole lot more than just a bed and breakfast. What we opened last year in March in 2017.
Mm-hmm. I remember that ribbon cutting.
And we came right behind you, Sherry, right?
To
town, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah, we our family, my wife Amy and the two kids, we relocated from Wisconsin in February. And then we had a quick turnaround. And in March, we opened up the first room for our bed and breakfast. And then little by little, we opened the other one. Right now, we have four suites. And they all have private bathrooms and queen-size beds and spectacular views of the Granite Dells or Granite Mountain.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's a beautiful, beautiful spot. Now, our listeners are going to wonder, let's see, that doesn't sound like a Wisconsin accent.
No, it's a Southern accent. and I'm not trying to hide it. Actually, I was born and raised in Germany. Long time ago.
Yeah.
And that's where I also got my culinary training.
Yes.
In Germany, in a boutique hotel. And then I started traveling the world. And long story short, it became a lifelong career, you know, four decades traveling around the globe with a culinary career in hospitality.
Mm-hmm.
Before we came to this country, you know, first work with Disney, and then with Opryland, and then we ended up in Wisconsin, cold Wisconsin.
Wow.
So we put up with that for 11 years, and then and then I had my eyes set on Arizona, and Prescott has been just great for us. You know, it was a great move for us.
Oh,
well,
that's
Watson
great.
Lake Inn used to be the log cabin bed and breakfast, which people may remember
before. That's correct.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But now you've kind of taken it up a couple of notches since you are a chef.
Well,
yes.
Yeah, obviously, besides the rooms, you know, we were looking how to diversify ourselves and how to make a living out of it. So we also do cooking classes, specialized, and they're becoming more and more popular, especially our cheese making class that usually sells out. quite ahead of time.
So that's where the Wisconsin comes in?
No, not necessarily. Not necessarily, but yeah, of course, Wisconsin has great cheese. Yeah, and then besides the cooking classes, we also started doing small events, private events, dinners. Actually, tomorrow we have a cookout for a soccer team, and then on Friday we have a family reunion, which are going to occupy multiple rooms in the inn, and then we have a fully booked dinner. So yeah, we're getting busy, and even besides dinners and private parties and cooking school, with my lifelong career in professional food service and hospitality, I'm continue to doing food service consulting.
Oh, wonderful! So I know that you're a consultant for one of our members who was on the radio not too long ago from Baghdad.
Well, that's correct. Yeah.
So that's fun. So I when I found that out, I was like, oh, that's great. You're really getting out there with the background that you have. I think it's important to be able to share that, and it's great that you can mentor and consult with those folks. So you've got the bed and breakfast. You have private parties, and you have these classes. And tell us a little bit more about these classes and how they work, because I find that to be very exciting. I've noticed a lot of activity in that area. And you suggested the cheese, but you do some other things too. So let's talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, it kind of goes like both ways. By now, we have people coming to us and stay with us and booking cooking classes at the same time they book the rooms.
Oh, wow.
But we also have residents in the Quad City areas which approach us, and then because they got to know us one way or another, and then they ask, well, can we take cooking classes? Of course, we can do that. We have usually every other week we have a class scheduled, and which is published on the website. But then we do a lot of private classes, mm-hmm, or special requests. So standard classes is cheese making or culinary techniques or methods, you know, like roasting or braising in the winter.
Uh-huh.
Now we're getting into the summer, as I'm getting ready to roll out the first grilling class, and there's a lot of buzz about that, you know. But then we do other things, you know, like people approach us. I would like to know how to make a few sauces quickly, mm-hmm, you know, mm-hmm, and then we can customize the class to that, or to pastry baking, or we can customize it to do small plates, tapas, global tapas from around the world, you know, for instance.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's great. So for these classes, I noticed when we were there and experiencing your food that you use a lot of fresh products, fresh when you're making some of your foods and everything. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Well, yeah, certainly. To use local and seasonal food has been always a passion of mine,
mm-hmm,
you know. And then arriving here in Prescott, one of the first things I reached out to was the Prescott Farmers Market.
Yes,
and
they're very good friends of ours.
We are very fortunate. We have a very, very good farmers market, great, mm-hmm, selection, great growers and partners there. So we've been supporting them since last year.
That's wonderful.
And we continue to do that. So we get a lot from there. But then I'll go out in the Delta and forage what I can find, you know.
Yeah.
Prickly pear in the summers, you know, and mm-hmm, who knows what else, mm-hmm, you know. Mm-hmm. I got to learn and educate myself about the Arizona native plants.
Yes.
So it's quite exciting, you know. And then we do a lot of things ourselves. With my background, with my skills and knowledge, you know, I'm passionate about making cheese. I'm passionate about making sausages and curing and, mm-hmm, and drying and, baking. We also make jams and jellies and breads and, yeah.
All that fun stuff.
We make a lot from scratch, right here.
It must be a really big treat to stay at your place to have all of that available.
Well, yeah, and a lot of people realize that, you know, and mm-hmm, and they appreciate that, and then we see them coming back.
Yeah,
in a short time. We've had guests that have been back 3-4 times, mm-hmm, in a short span of time.
Right.
And we've had guests staying with us from coast to coast, mm-hmm, you know, and even due to our website being a pretty good footprint, I think.
Yes.
We have guests from Europe, especially, and I was amazed in February. We had a very high participation of international guests.
Oh, really?
From Europe. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh,
Europe,
that's very
Middle
interesting.
East and Canada.
Wow. Right here in Prescott.
Wow. Yeah, here in
Prescott. And those are the same folks, Robert, you see at our Visitor Information Center as well.
That's right. That's yeah. right. We get quite a few foreign guests into the center, especially in the wintertime. And they're probably coming to us before they come to you, hopefully.
Yeah.
Picking up
yeah.
your rack card at the Visitor Center. Now, Watson Lake Inn is out by Watson Lake, which is one of our most popular lakes in the area, world known all over. So you're almost right beside Watson Lake.
Yeah,
Watson
Lake I think we're very fortunate with the way the location is and the building. I mean, if you can just hike over the rocks and it goes 15 to 20 minutes, so you are actually on the lake. Hitting the circle, the Watson Lake Trail.
Wow.
That's a Peavine Trail.
Yep.
Right.
Yes.
Your Elsa Trails program.
Well,
yeah.
even if you go just a couple of hundred yards off the back of our property on top of the rocks, mm-hmm. then you actually can see both lakes. You can see Willow Lake, mm-hmm. And you can see Watson Lake at the same time. And then you see all the way up to Chino Valley.
Wow.
It's a beautiful area.
It is. It's a beautiful area there. So what do you have coming up? Next that our guests should hear about?
We have a few things in the works, and the next thing what's going to come up is Cinco de Mayo.
Oh, so yes, that's
Cinco
coming
de Mayo
right
is more popular in the States than it is in Mexico. But for those who know, you know, it's regional. It's in Puebla. That's where the French gained the independence from the Mexicans from the French.
Uh-huh.
So for that particular weekend, we will do a fusion breakfast. We will do Mexican dishes, and we'll do some French dishes. For breakfast and then also for the afternoon and some tapas type of food for
fine.
Our guests. So it's going to be very exciting. And then right after that comes Mother's Day. We're still working on finalizing that, and I think we're going to send out the newsletter next week, and we'll publish that what we're going to do for Mother's Day.
Wow. Very exciting.
Well, Peter, you better tell everybody the website for Watson Lake Inn so they can book their rooms for their families because everybody's waiting to come out here.
Right, right. And that's the website is www.watsonlakeinn.com. And that takes you straight there. Or if you might have some difficulties there, you also can reach us by phone, 262. That's still a leftover from Wisconsin area code. And then 899-0200.
Wonderful.
You can reach us by phone.
Or call the Visitor Information Center. We have Peter's information down there with the rack card. So you can send it to your folks back east, maybe in Wisconsin, to come out to beautiful Prescott, Arizona.
Yeah, we appreciate the Prescott Chamber of Commerce. You know, they've always been very helpful in sending us people. And I brought some fudge with me, so we can taste that.
Oh, hey, hey.
Everybody who comes to Watson Lake gets
right.
fudge, and we always make it fresh.
Oh, my God.
And this
it
one,
looks
get this
wonderful.
One. This one is actually made of dark and white chocolate, and I got the roasted sunflower season, and guess what?
What?
There is Rodeo Rye whiskey from Tom Butte Distillery. In
wow. Did you hear that, Tom Butte Distillery? Wow.
That's wonderful. Well, I better hold off before we're still on the air, so I might have to hold off on that one very quickly. But what a beautiful presentation, and it looks wonderful. So, Peter, I have seen in the short time that you've been here, you've been quite involved with the community. Tell us a little bit about your involvement with the community since you've come into town.
Well, as I said earlier, the Prescott Farmers Market, we've supported almost from the beginning.
Yes.
Then we also got to know the Prescott Chamber Orchestra, which we've been supporting.
Oh, yes.
Right. And right now we're talking to a couple of different organizations. We're trying to find another organization where we can make a long-term commitment, you know, which fits with our business model and with their mission. Mm-hmm. And that's what we're looking for, trying to find an organization where we can make a long-term commitment and make a difference.
That's wonderful. So I have to ask you, what's the most rewarding part of your day or of what you do? I mean, you've got so much going on. What is the most rewarding aspect?
Well, besides working with the family, because everybody is involved, even the kids, they're involved with a little bit and helping out, you know.
Uh-huh.
We get to meet a lot of interesting people. I mean, I had a lifelong career in hospitality and always got to meet interesting people. But here in this footprint, I mean, it's been very interesting, and we've met great people, you know. And when they arrive as guests, you know.
Yeah.
And then afterwards, when they leave, they kind of leave like as happy family members.
Oh.
And they're looking forward to come back.
Yeah.
You know? And that's very rewarding. You know?
Yes.
And then, of course, besides that, then I still get to spend more time in the kitchen, which I enjoy. That's where my passion is to begin with.
I was going
to
say your passion is probably getting up in the morning and putting the stove on.
Talking about managing your stress, you know.
There you go.
I go back in the kitchen, and that's how I unwind and manage my stress.
Well, there you go. And you manage it very well by the looks of this fudge.
Thank you.
Too bad you guys can't see this.
You know, a lot of people, when they're stressed, they like to eat, but you like to cook.
Yeah.
So that's a new twist for us.
Right.
Excellent. So what are some of the sizes of groups that you could have out there for some of our listeners? Maybe someone's planning a bridal shower, or maybe some ladies want to have an experience and kind of create a cooking kind of, you know, experience. What's a good size for your location?
When we're looking at served dinners, for instance, we're looking for groups between 4 and 12.
Okay.
For dinner groups, and
okay.
We can do 3, 4, 5, 6 courses, you know, sky's the limit. But then with other groups like cookouts or bridal shower or those kind of things, I think comfortable we can do 20, 25 people.
So that's pretty good size.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that could also be for like corporate parties,
right.
Or,
correct.
You know, now
team building events and whatnot. And we have sufficient parking right in front, right off the 89. You know, we got sufficient parking for our guests, you know. So
you're right after the loop, I know, or the circle, roundabout, whatever you want to call it, right after the lake on the right.
Well, it's a neat option for corporate business or someone with a team building, like you mentioned, to kind of gather everyone and have just kind of a fun moment. Could even go out and do some rock climbing while you're out there, too.
Absolutely.
Just kind of have that. I might have to think about that for the chamber staff.
Here we go.
You could be just the right size group for us.
Yeah,
you know?
Absolutely.
So let's talk about that.
Yeah, we should. So, again, let's let our listeners hear what your contact information is.
Again, that's watsonlagan.com. And then the phone number is 262-899-0200. But you also can find us on Facebook, on Yelp, on TripAdvisor.
Oh, yes.
And, of course, on Google.
And the website.
And the website.
Cool.
And the Prescott Chamber Visitor Information Center.
That's right.
Yeah. Well, it's always a thrill to connect with you again. Can't thank you enough for the treats here. Looking forward to trying them out. And continue to do what you're doing because it's awesome.
Thank you very much.
Really appreciate
it. Happy to be here.
Absolutely. You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and streaming live worldwide at kqna.com. We'll be right back.
The open road is waiting for you at Affinity RV. You get a home with a view.
This is Bob Bean of Affinity RV Service Sales and Rentals, and we're proud to have been chosen one of the top 50 RV dealerships in North America. We're located at Willow Creek Road, Prescott, Highway 69, Prescott Valley in Dewey, and online at AffinityRV.com.
Affinity RV, bringing family and lifestyles together.
Guess what? It's planting time, and Prescott Dirt is the best place to get your planter's mix. Hi, this is Sam from Prescott Dirt. Nothing's more fun than getting down in the dirt and planting your flowers or veggies in deep, dark, rich topsoil. Prescott Dirt's topsoil is dug locally from Willow Lake, and our planter's mix is both topsoil and mulch. What a great combination. Have fun playing in the dirt and making things grow. You can visit either of our locations, Prescott or Prescott Valley, or on the web at PrescottDirt.com.
Staying healthy and active is important to you. Don't let varicose veins, spider veins, or non-healing wounds slow you down. They may be a sign of a more serious condition known as chronic venous insufficiency. Symptoms include aching, painful, or fatigued legs, swelling, itching, or cramping, or skin changes. More than 25 million Americans suffer from some sort of venous disorder. The good news is that your options for treatment are more diverse than ever before. The experts at the Vein Center at Yavapai Regional Medical Medical Center in Prescott Valley can help restore leg circulation to improve health, reduce pain, and get you back to your active life. Dr. Anil Kumar, board certified in vascular medicine and the medical director of YRMC's Vein Center, leads a multidisciplinary team that includes experts in wound care, infectious diseases, and diabetes management. Talk to your healthcare provider about the Vein Center at YRMC or call 928-759-5890.
The Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A.
Good afternoon, and thanks for making the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, your choice for your Wednesday. I'm Link Elliott with a check of news and weather together on Talk of the Town, brought to you by Wallach & Volk. Parents and students, listen up. No school tomorrow for Humboldt Unified School District, a delay for Prescott, and an early release for Chino Valley Schools.
As teachers statewide prepare for a walkout over a dedicated funding source for a 20% raise, Humboldt Superintendent Daniel Streeter says officials have decided on school closures tomorrow and Friday.
That is due to the number of projected staff absences. That's measured against our ability to ensure safe school environments, campus safety, and safe environments for our students.
Streeter adds the closure are only for 2 days for now.
Right now, it's the 2 days. We're going to continue to update our community that by Friday afternoon, we'd have an update for Monday.
Prescott Unified School District times are 2 hours later than usual tomorrow. The before-school breakfast will not be served, and dismissal of school in the afternoon will be at the regular time. Buses will arrive 2 hours later than usual. On Friday, schools will let out at a similar time as early release Wednesdays. All afternoon activities are canceled except for sports practices. Chino Valley schools will be let out 3 hours early tomorrow. Schools there are always closed on Friday. This is Russ Edwards reporting.
The Yavapai County Sheriff's Office needs your help in identifying human remains. The remains were found by a U.S. Forest Service employee on patrol on March 22nd.
They were located in a very remote area alongside the Verde River, west of the White Bluffs, 4 or 5 miles upstream from Sheep's Bridge, with the majority of the bones contained inside a partially buried tent structure. A sleeping bag was seen around the remains in the tent.
Yavapai County Sheriff's Office spokesman Dwight Dievlin says they have received some information about the remains from the medical examiner.
The individual appears to be an older adult male, Caucasian, around 5 feet 4 inches tall, with a broken left wrist bone, likely because he had fallen at some point and caught himself. The male had dental work, including false crowns on his front teeth and a metal-capped molar.
The tent is described as a light green, white, and black single-person type. Additional camping items such as pots, a knife, and tools were also found. Efforts to identify the man are ongoing. Anyone who has information on the identity of the remains is asked to call Yavapai County Sheriff's Office Detective Chuck Owens at 928-554-8606. Taking a look now at your KQ&A weather. Mostly clear tonight, sunny tomorrow, only partly sunny on Friday. Expect an overnight low of 53 tonight in the Prescott area with a high of 83 tomorrow and a high of 79 on Friday. 55 degrees tonight for Cottonwood and the Verde Valley with a high on Thursday of 91 and a high on Friday of 87. Talk of the Town will continue after this. I'm Link Elliott for the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, and 95.5 FM, KQ&A.
When someone comes into Prescott Brewing Company and asks which domestic beers we have available, they're usually looking for one of the macro beers that took over the brewing industry after Prohibition. But while those beers are still produced in America, the companies that produce them are no longer American-owned. We offer you a variety of premium domestic beers brewed right here in Prescott, Arizona. How much more domestically made can you get? Made in America and American-owned. Prescott Brewing Company, real beer, real food, real people, and real local.
This is Steve Sishka with Olson's for Healthy Animals. Someone asked me how people would know from our name that we sell a huge variety of food for pets and barnyard animals. I thought for a little bit and said, the food we sell is just part of what we do. And although we have an incredible amount of high-quality pet foods, feed for barnyard animals and the wild birds, the resulting health of your animals is our main reason for being, our mission. That's why we call ourselves Olson's for Healthy Animals. When you walk into Olson's, you should know that you're not just going to get food, but also the company that what you purchase will be healthy for your pet or barnyard buddy. We've been doing this for 38 years in North Central Arizona with our stores in Chino, Prescott, Dewey, Flagstaff, and Clarkdale. We'll also take your purchase out to your vehicle, and we welcome special orders. We're Olson's for Healthy Animals. The health of your animals is our mission. Go to olsonsfamily.com for the location of the Olson's store nearest you.
Bye.
membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Hi, this is Dave Barrett of Barrett Propane. After a very dry winter, this year's fire season could be more dangerous than normal. As a former hotshot, I'd like to share some tips on being prepared if you have a propane tank. Know how to shut off your propane tank, and in the event of a wildfire, do so, if safe, if you must evacuate your home. Clear a 10-foot area around your tank and remove any combustibles that can easily ignite. And remember, never store your barbecue cylinders indoors or in an enclosed area. You can find more fire preparation safety tips at BarrettPropane.com. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, Sherry Heine.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. And Robert, we have another guest here that you get to introduce for us today.
Thank you, Sherry. I'd be happy to. Our next guest is Will Aldaco. I hope I said that correctly.
Yes, you did.
Los Pinos Mexican Restaurant, which is just up the street on White Spar Road from downtown. It was the old Pinecone Inn. Welcome to the show, Will.
Thank you. Glad to be back.
Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, we've been in the restaurant business for over 30 years, the family has. We've been in Chino Valley for 15 years with Casa Grande, and we just expanded to the old Pinecone Inn and turned it into the Los Pinos.
And we recently, well, I say recently, it feels like just yesterday we had the ribbon cutting and your grand opening, but it's been a little while.
Yeah, so you did the ribbon cutting in December, and
yeah.
But time does go by fast when you're busy trying.
When you're
to
busy and having fun.
Yeah.
Things have been going great for you?
Yes, we have a lot of events. That's what's been keeping us busy, you know, trying to set up for the events, like the one we're going to have is the fashion show, our first annual fashion show, something for everybody, and we have three boutiques from Prescott that's a part of it, which is an independent, Jackie Kramer, Elizabeth Otis, I think it's Classy and Sassy.
Oh, yeah.
And we also have Diamond D Ranch, which is Tina.
Oh, wow. And so this is your first annual fashion show.
Yes.
And that's tonight.
Tonight from 5 to 8, may go a little bit longer depending on how it goes.
Wow.
And folks can just show up?
Yes.
Purchase your tickets at the door?
Yes, we have tickets for $50. That includes a buffet, which would have shrimp,
ooh,
scallops, salmon, a lot of good things.
Uh-huh. Sounds like it.
Yes, it's going to be good. And then also we have gift bags that are worth over $60. And also we're going to be giving about over $6,000 in gift prizes with 5 tickets in each gift bag that everybody receives will have an opportunity to win. They don't have to purchase no tickets for it.
Wow. Now, so how did you come up with this idea of having a fashion show?
Elise, she's been the one that's been doing all the running around, got
yeah.
all the models, the boutiques,
okay.
you know,
yeah. Yeah.
we have great models.
Yeah, you have some celebrity local models.
Yes.
We should probably highlight some of
yes.
those.
Shayla Mangarelli,
yeah,
the police chief, Deborah Black.
Uh-huh.
And we have a lot. Even
we
Laura.
Have someone
our
from
own
the Chamber
from the
of
Chamber,
Commerce.
Yes. Yeah. Laura Warney is going to be
yes.
One of the models today. Yes, and almost everyone that is supporting the program today for the fashion show are also Chamber members as well.
Yes, yes, they are.
So that's awesome.
And we had a last-minute J.C. Coble,
oh.
the medical specialist.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have Billie Jean Ruger, also Lisa Rakin,
uh-huh.
Karen McVeigh, Catherine Childs,
Leanne Frankel.
Frankel, yes.
Yeah. So,
Anthony Tunis, he's the police chief from Williamson Valley.
Yes, I know Anthony.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. So you're going to have quite a few folks. Really showcasing our spring fashion today.
Yes, yes.
And,
it's going to be fun, and a lot of people are excited. It's going to be a great show, and we're looking forward to the turnout.
That sounds like a lovely evening.
It is. It's going to be fun.
Very cool. What else do you, besides that, which what else could there be than that for this evening, but what else do you have coming up for the restaurant?
We have Cinco de Mayo that we're have some live music there. We're going to also do something for Mother's Day. And we have a lot of events. We've catered to small parties and big parties, and also we're the ones that we sponsor and do there as well.
Yeah.
So we have a big sponsor on for a big party for August 18th, which is Sherry Rowe. She's a country artist.
Oh, wow.
Nashville, out of Scottsdale. She'll be here performing.
Wow. So, at the restaurant?
Yes.
Wow, that is good.
Horse and Agriculture Magazine is doing their annual anniversary.
Okay, okay.
They had their launch party there at Los Pinos, so now they want to bring back the same event.
Is that open to the public as well?
Yes, it'll be open to everybody to come and have a great time.
Tell us, Will, where folks can get information for the Los Pinos events besides the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
We're working on our website, which would be LosPinosMexicanFoodRestaurants.com. That should be up, and it would have all the events on there and everything that our menu, what's about us, what we'll be doing, and or just call the restaurant at 928-541-1245.
So you've been doing a lot for the community. Tell us a little bit about what you're involved in from a charitable point of view. I know you've been very generous for the chamber. You've supported some of our community open houses that we've had at the office, which we really appreciate. And the food was super good.
I
know that we got more people attending when I put a shout out on our social media that you were catering the food. So for those of you that are wondering if you want to draw people to a program, have Will and the restaurant cater your event, because that will draw people.
Yes, we've been getting a lot of calls for caterings, which is how we get out there too. But we're trying to help out the community. We're part of the community. We want the community, you know, whatever we can do to help, that's what we try to do.
That's super.
Because we're here because of the community that supports us.
And this restaurant just is, you know, everybody, it's warm to everybody's heart. I mean, everybody always talks about, it's been around for a long time,
yes.
And everyone really enjoys it, and I think
it's a landmark. It's been there since 1932, and it
used
to be the place to go, and people love it with everything that it has, with the creek sign. You know, you can see the Granite Creek, you know, and it just has so many things there that the people love and miss from not being open or being...
So many folks still... The old-time folks still come up and they ask where the Pine Cone Inn is to this day. So
yes,
it used to be one of the only restaurants in town, but now it's one of the best restaurants in town. It's called Los Pinos.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. Well, and we appreciate what you know, for you to come in and open it back up and get it, you know, create these exciting programs like the fashion show tonight. And the event, when is that? August 18th, and you're gonna have a singer there. And
yes, Sherry Rowe. She's a Nashville country artist.
I mean, that's pretty cool
that's
stuff.
That's a big deal.
That is a big deal. What's the capacity of your restaurant?
250 people sitting down.
So that's a pretty good size.
Yes.
Yeah. Great.
So yes, and we're looking forward to bringing even other country singers. You know, I'm looking into the Bellamy Brothers to see if we can bring them or see what else we can do.
Wow.
We would like to do something like that.
Absolutely.
Yes.
And so you also mentioned, and we talked about it a little bit, but just to dive into a little more, the catering part of it. So you also will cater off-site as well.
Yes.
So you could have your event there. You can have an event there. You can you can cater. So there's a lot of opportunity for that.
Yes, we cater a lot to Dr. Scari.
Okay.
To Thumb Butte Medical Center, they call us often to cater for their staff.
Sure. Oh, that's sweet. That's really nice.
So, a lot of medical offices have called, and we've done something for them.
So I don't know if you can share this, but what you doing special for Cinco de Mayo? I mean, that's right around the corner. I imagine you're probably going to have some huge food spread and maybe some other activities.
Yes,
what's going on over there?
I haven't really planned on a lot of that because of the fashion show. So we will have something nice. We have a three-piece band that's coming into play.
Oh, fun.
I tried to get the mariachi, but I was just a little late on them.
Well,
it's Kentucky Derby Day, too.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. Yes. You'll have all that going
and
on.
We'll have horses.
Yes, we'll also be catering at Matt's Saloon.
Oh, okay. Super.
So, yes.
Oh, super.
We'll be there from, I think, from 1 to 7.
Excellent.
Yeah. So.
Well, let our listeners know how they can get a hold of you again, if you can share your contact information.
Yes, it's at 928-541-1245. And the address is 1245 White's Bar Road.
So the place to be in about an hour is at your restaurant,
yes,
so that
Pinos.
You can hit up the fashion show and
have a great time.
Sounds like there's going to be a lot of excitement there.
Yes, it is.
Well, we're so glad that you were here to join us today, Will. We appreciate it. I mean, here you look like you're pretty calm and cool and collect, considering you're having a big event coming up in about an hour.
It's just a show.
He's ready.
We've got to put the show on.
So get out there to Los Pinos Mexican Restaurant, everybody, tonight.
Yes, absolutely. And thank you so much for being in our community and doing what you do for all of us.
Thank you. We're looking forward to do even more.
Absolutely. You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. 11:30 a.m. and 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and streaming live worldwide at kqna.com. We'll be right back.
Dusty house? Hard to heat or cool rooms? Dollars lost through leaky ductwork? Have Gettles High Desert Mechanical test your home for duct leakage. When it comes to high utility bills, don't settle. Get Gettles. A simple duct seal job with AeroSeal will seal the deal and keep that cool air in your home where it belongs. Call 928-772-2751 or visit GettlesHDM.com. That's GOETTLS. The guys and gals at Gettles get it.
What I like about you.
How many Augie's locations are there worldwide? Well, the answer, of course, is one. The one and only Augie's. Locally owned, locally operated, locally inspired by you, the people of the Quad Cities. Delicious steak, scrumptious salmon, huge shrimp cocktail, the best martinis bar none. Open every day for lunch and dinner, and ask about Augie's outdoor patio. The place to dine on Highway 69. The one and only Augie's Frontier Village.
You do your best to protect your loved ones, and while you may keep a fresh battery in your smoke detector and have a reliable home security system, there's a whole different type of protection you may be missing. A life insurance policy from Auto Owners Insurance is a way to safeguard your loved ones now and in the future. Meet with your local independent agent and secure a policy today to protect theirs tomorrow. Hi, this is Corey Roseman with House Chilson Insurance. We are one of the only locally owned independent insurance agencies in Prescott. Come see us today at 400 White Spire Road or call 445-4600.
Are you looking for the perfect place to get all your printing done? Whether it's preserving precious family photos or vinyl graphics for your work truck, A&E Reba Graphics has you covered as your local one-stop print shop. Having served Northern Arizona for over 15 years, our customer service is unparalleled as we take care of both your personal and professional printing jobs. From brochures to baby shower invites, A&E Reba Graphics is your one-stop print shop.
When you join the Castle Club at Cliff Castle Casino, you get so much more than just a card. You get membership in one of the best casino rewards clubs in Arizona. And new members can swipe to win up to $200 in free play for signing up. You can earn comp meals, lodging, merchandise, concert tickets, and more just for playing. Come experience why Cliff Castle Casino has been voted the number one casino in Arizona for 19 years in a row. Cliff Castle Casino Hotel, the perfect place to play.
KQ&A will begin a live sports broadcast in just a few minutes. But if you'd like, you can still listen to your favorite KQ&A talk programs. Just log on at kqna.com for our live 24-hour streaming. We're proud to offer you, our listeners, this programming alternative. And we'd like to thank you for listening to the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, Sherry Heine.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. And we have just a short time before the Diamondbacks start up. So, Robert, why don't you give us a highlight of what's going on this weekend?
Thank you, Sherry. A little bit different than the Diamondbacks game tonight. Tonight is a big event for the Prescott Mountain Bike Alliance, which is PMBA. It's called Pint Night. It's from 6 to 9 p.m. tonight, and that will be at the Holiday Courtyard right on Whiskey Row. And it supports the community, supports the bike club, and this bike club is very important to the city of Prescott since we support so many different things in the area. And after that, of course, is the Whiskey Off-Road mountain bike races, shows, all sorts of things going on, starting Friday night all the way through Sunday. So come on downtown. More information at the Prescott Chamber of Commerce or epicrides.com. What have we got else going, Sherry?
Well, I just wanted to highlight May 6th through the 12th is Travel and Tourism. It's National Travel and Tourism Week. And we're going to be partnering with the City of Prescott Tourism Office to have an open house on Monday, May 7th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. And we're going to have an 11 o'clock press conference. We're going to be having some surprises there. We're going to be making some announcements. And it's open to the public. And we want all of our residents to be a visitor in their own hometown and learn about what's going on at our museums and all of our wonderful trails that we have and everything like that. So we wanted to just highlight that real quick, Robert, so everybody can mark that on your calendar.
Big event.
May 7th from 10 to 2, but come on down to the Chamber Visitor Information Center at 11 a.m. to hear about a surprise. And I just want to thank everyone for listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A, 1130 a.m. and 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and streaming live worldwide at kqna.com.
You've been listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by Barrett Propane, Gettles High Desert Mechanical, A&E Reaper Graphics, Prescott Dirt, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Talk of the Town on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 a.m., 99.9 in Prescott, and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.